Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another Lesson Learned episode of Not Your Average Lives. Today, I'm going to talk about the benefits of having structure in your routine. The reason I wanted to talk about this, and this came up as I was thinking about what topic can I share? What's a lesson that I recently learned, as I like to do with these lesson learned episodes, but in particular, something that I feel will be of value to you that has made a big difference in my life. And what came to me, because I was like really feeling that structure, more structure. I mean, I thought I had structure pretty much in my life, but then I realized some of the problems with the structure that I was employing, and I just became just much more focused on a routine and specifically scheduling things. And so I thought this is something that I should share, because you might be a planner, but you are not planning to the point of it's creating the structure that you need to actually have all the benefits of structure. And you might not be a planner, and maybe this will compel you to start planning and building that structure. So I wanted to share 17 benefits of having a better routine, having more structure in your routine. So just the bottom line benefits are that you are more productive, that you're happier, and that you are actually more fulfilled. And fulfillment comes from making sure that your structure includes the things that are important to you. And so that I'll get to that in a second to talk more about that. But just you feel more fulfilled when you're productive. So that's just the feeling more productive helps with that as well. And then not having structure on the opposite side of the spectrum, it creates more stress. It creates anxiety. And it can create depression as well. So we want to make sure that we're really managing our time well, because time is so valuable. And we know that as we age, especially, right? It becomes so much more valuable when we were kind of didn't pay attention as much to it when we were younger. So I'm just going to run through the benefits, and then I'm going to talk about them. I'll add a little flavor to some of them, because some of them require a little bit more flavor, or I'll share my personal experiences, the things that kind of resonated with me. And I wanted to reflect a little more on them with you. So number one, having a more structured routine helps eliminate bad habits. Number two, takes the guesswork out of your day. Number three, frees up time. Yes. A lot of people, when they plan, don't think they have more time, because that's going to take more time. But in reality, it gives them the gift of time. Number four, you experience a flow to your day, which gives you both predictability and sequence. So you feel a flow when you have the sequencing that is more structured. And so, like, think of it, a morning routine or an evening routine, that would be kind of like the morning's always in the morning, then the other stuff. So sequencing helps reduce stress, because you kind of know what to expect, right? Five, helps you become more proficient. You get better, right, with practice. 6, forces you to prioritize. 7, your efficiency will skyrocket. So you not only get more proficient, but you get more efficient. Proficiency is building skill, while efficiency is quicker, right? Faster. Facilitates, number 8, facilitates the development of good habits. 9, combats procrastination. 10, helps you avoid time spent on frivolous things. 11, encourages self-confidence. 12, lessens the need for determination and willpower. 13, eliminates a lot of stress. Gives you a sense of control. 14, gives you more free time. You aren't wasting time, so you get more free time. So before it, you know, number 3 was it frees up time. So it gives you the time you need. So, but that's more about time in general, gives you more time you need to get the things that you on your task list done. But number 14 is specific to free time. Like it opens up more free time. I'll come back to that one. 15, helps boost momentum. 16, helps you achieve your goals. 17, helps you cut the things that are unimportant. All right. So this is a little bit different than prioritizing. So you might get confused between the two. Prioritizing really is what's most important. 17 addresses get it cut out of your life if it's not important. So I'm going to go back through and give a little flavor to the ones, like I said, that I wanted to talk more about. So one of the things is that the thing that stuck out to me about avoiding time spent on frivolous things is that we don't realize how much time we do that. And I love this example or this identity that the psychologist created for himself because he hated time wasting. And I love identities because I think identities really help us understand there's always action associated with specific identities. And so there's behaviors associated with different identities. And so if you are behaving in a way that you don't want to continue to behave, take on a new identity. So if you're being frivolous, take on a new identity of somebody who's not frivolous, right? And so that's what this guy did. So he termed himself this identity called a timist. So you think of an ist as like an identity, right? So you, dentist, psychologist, but a timist. And so that's a timist is somebody who highly values the way they spend time. And what he said is he feels that as he aged, he became so much more cognizant of how he's spending his time and he hated it when he wasted time. So he became a timist. And that's just somebody who values every single minute of every single day of his life. And that every single second, down to the second, he said. And so I'm just curious how you spend your time or are you frivolous with your time? Would you like to be a timist? And I came up with an identity for that frivolous person, and that's a frivolist. So do you want to be a frivolist or do you want to be a timist? So I love that term and I'll probably use it in a future training. You first heard it here. So yeah. And then the thing with self-confidence, you might think, how can having more structure make you more self-confident? Well, it gives you satisfaction. When you accomplish things, you feel so satisfied. And when you have this feeling of satisfaction, you feel more confident. And then you feel like you can do more things. So it builds a confidence in the ability to be able to achieve more, right? Because you're getting things crossed off your list. So that's kind of where the confidence comes in. So the thing about eliminating stress, which is, I think, key, is that, believe it or not, when you have gaps of time in your schedule, when you don't have structure, when you don't have a plan, you're having to figure out what's the next thing. Typically when you wing it, and you're operating off like, a whim, maybe, you know, maybe that's good for vacation because we all need to kind of decompress and not adhere to a schedule and take time away from that. But you can build stuff like that into your schedule. You can have allocated times where you don't have to be doing something. So block, I remember John Maxwell used to, like, he had Mondays reserved for writing so he could just sit down and write. So in a way, that's structure in his week, certainly structure in his day on Monday. But if you try to write in the cracks of life, if you really want to write or journal, or, you know, you just have a half an hour a day to do it, you build that time to do that. And then if you aren't structured, it creates stress because you're like either wondering what you're going to work on next and stressing about that, or you're stressing because you wanted to get something done that you didn't get done because you didn't set boundaries around your time. Because a lot of this is about setting boundaries too. So the other thing that I wanted to touch back on is gives you more free time. Because I talked about how it helps you give you more time to do the things that you need to get done, but it gives you the gift of more free time. And what I also like to say is quality time. So we spend so much time on low quality things, and we aren't cognizant sometimes of the value of that time and the loss of that time. So if we aren't structured and we're not really being like the person who is the owner, the real true owner of our time, and we aren't structured in it, what's going to happen? People are going to take our time. We have to be the guard. I was looking for that word. We have to be like a guard, a sentry of our time. Because if we're not, then people are going to just walk through the door. It's going to be like, we need to lock the door. We need to be the sentry in front of the door that says, this time is taken. You have to get on the schedule if you want my time. But instead, we leave the door unlocked. We're not standing there. We're not setting boundaries. And so people are just walking in and taking our time. And it might be a waste of time. It's usually low quality time because it's, like I said, it's interruptive, and interruptive time, if you plan and you structure, then you have more, you're more prepared for what that thing is that you're getting ready to do instead of unprepared time. And unprepared time takes more time because you haven't prepared. So, yeah. So I feel like this is important because it's free time. That's quality time. And for me, the example was like, I was in my, and the reason why I decided to do this about structure was because I recently started a new job, and it was an addition to the job I was doing. So my job as a coach, I'm still doing my job as a coach. So before, I was doing 40 plus hours as my job as a coach. And then I added on to it. And if you didn't hear that story, I talked about it in one of my August episodes, and you can go back and listen to it. But how it came about and how I manifested it, and how I added essentially another 40-hour work week on my plate. And so I was a little concerned about how I was going to juggle everything. And like I said, I am a planner, but what I learned is that I am planning so much more strictly. I'm being such more a sentry of my door to my time. And so I am more efficient because before I was putting things on my schedule, but I wasn't putting everything on my schedule. And so what was the problem that I was encountering without even really being cognizant of it is that I was getting less done because some of the things that weren't on my schedule or and structured into my day and into the time of day, and they were just on my list, some of them I was procrastinating on. I was filling that gap with wasteful activity. You know, you go to do a task. And if there's, so say it's like this, I have an appointment, right? I have an appointment at 11 and I'm going to eat lunch at noon. And then at one, I'll start something else. But I didn't put it on my schedule. It's on my to-do list. So, at one in my mind, I'm like, I'll start that next thing at one. Well, I finished my lunch and then I happen to get a notification from somebody on Facebook. And so I sit down to read the notification and then like a squirrel, squirrel, that shiny object or whatever it is that's attracting you, some silly, stupid video on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok. And so you go down this rabbit hole and then you look up and it's 1:30 and it's like, oh my gosh, oh, now I got to do something. I'm getting behind on my list. I need to go back to my list and pick something and start working on it. But then, you know, you've lost your momentum. And in a lot of cases, so it's given me the structure, which is why I wanted to share this, that is so much more putting me in this headspace of getting more done, being cognizant of what the priorities are, be cognizant of what the boundaries are, and being cognizant of like, I have to put 80 hours of work and essentially what I used to do in 40 or so hours. And so I love that it has given me more. And what I say free time is that I kind of like let my work bleed into my weekends before. And so I never really felt like I had free time. I never felt like I had the weekends off. Whereas when I used to work in a corporate job, I was like, oh, Friday, I have the weekend. What am I going to do this weekend? But this, you know, it's always been, and I would go to brunch with my family and they're like, oh, you're working. What are you working on today? What are you working? Cause I knew that like I just worked on Sundays, but it was, you know, it's work that I love, but yet even though it's work you love, it's still, you know, work. It's not like free time. And so I was not carving out enough free time for me. And now I do. Now I have the sense of when I come up to the weekend, I actually have a weekend. I actually have time that I can spend doing the things that I love that aren't work-related. And some of that, like I've read more books in the past 2 months than I did in the 4 months prior. And I am like doing some more training, which I love to do. So I'm getting more, I feel like I'm, and that's where the fulfillment comes in because I'm doing things. I'm having more quality time and I have the gift of more time, at least the sense of it, but it's because I am really being that sentry of what my time and valuing it as well and how my time is being spent. So really setting those boundaries on, you know, people taking that time. And it can be your own self that's taking that time up. So, excuse me. So the other thing that I want to touch on is it helped you achieve your goals. And so for me, you know, I always operate on goals. This is something that I really started doing late in life is like operating off of personal goals or really setting personal goals. I always had my work goals, but I really neglected personal goals. And so it left me unfulfilled. And so I really do have my own goals and I work towards my goals. But what is important is that you have these scheduled, these things, this intentional action towards those goals. A lot of people set goals and then they're like really not intentional about their actions. And sometimes they just think, oh, just because I'll wish for it, maybe it'll come. Or they're not really looking at they're not kind of taking the scientific approach to how am I going to get to that goal. And they don't have to have the whole thing figured out. They just need to know what the next thing is, and they need to make sure that they're doing the next thing and that's on their schedule. So goals won't be achieved unless you actually are intentional with actions that will take you to that goal. And we don't have to overwhelm ourselves with this long list and try to figure out how we're going to get all these things done. We can set a time frame to get to that goal, but nothing is written in concrete when it comes to goals, because a lot of times you learn as you are working towards your goal. And if you're doing it in the right way, you know, you're just figuring it out as you go. What's the next step? Do this step. It's going to teach me something. I'm going to learn something. It's going to inform me of what the next step can be. And that happens a lot with goals. And so, but you have to be intentional by putting something on your schedule. And if you really want to get to that goal quicker, it needs to be an intentional action every single day. So that's why you need to sit down before your day starts and figure out what the structure of your next day is going to be, or that day. You know, if you're an early riser, you can do it in the morning. But if you're not an early riser and you get up and you go immediately, you need to figure out how to structure your day the night before. And you need to structure your week in advance, because that helps the day planning if you like look ahead at the week coming. And then you know what you can fit into it. So that's so important. And we just recently achieved a goal that my team's been working on for about 3 months. And it might have taken a little longer because we had to spread the time working on the things, whereas I might have been able to spend 4 hours on it in one day before I added this extra job on my plate. But maybe I just work on it 1 hour a day, and then it will take me 4 days instead. But the point is, we were making forward progress on it, and we didn't stop. We kept persevering. It's back to that where you set you know it doesn't require willpower anymore and determination. You just are doing it because you have this momentum to it. And so that's what it did. So the goal, if you're curious, is that we just relaunched our quiz, and there's a training that is on the back end of that quiz. So if you've never done my quiz, it's really fun. Speaking of identities, you'll find out what your empty nester identity is by taking the quiz. And then there's a really great free training that's on the back end of the quiz. That's brand new. I just did it. It's called From Stuck to Sparked. So if you've taken the quiz before, you might want to take it again, because then you'll get the training. It's a 1 hour webinar, and it's, you know, I think it's useful. I think it's of value. So you might want to check it out. But you can find it at emptynesterquiz.com. But I wouldn't have gotten that done if I hadn't really had a structured routine, really adhered to a very structured routine. If I had been operating the way I was operating before I began this job, the second job, it would have not gotten done in 6 months, probably. I mean, I probably would have eventually gotten it done because I was working towards the goal. But I was so much more cognizant of the time that I had and what I had to get done to get there. And so, so important. And it really helps reduce the stress of getting there to that goal. It makes it much more enjoyable in the process. So, yeah, so many of us go through life. So the cutting out was the last thing, the 17th thing. And I actually, I got these 17 things. I was researching and I found this blog or article, and I said, oh yeah, these 17 things, I totally agree. I knew how I was feeling from having this more structured routine. And so I was like, yeah, I feel more productive. I feel more efficient. I feel like I'm valuing my time. So these were the key things. I feel like I have more free time. Isn't that crazy? I have the same 24 hours in a day, and yet I am using them so much more wisely. So I feel like this whole like having this 40-hour job, adding another 40-hour job, is the lesson I needed to teach how important it is to have this structure, because it has been a great lesson for me. And it reinforces to me the value of the planning process and how important it is. And that if you're winging it, that you really need the gift to yourself to have the life you desire is to sit down and spec it out. Be serious about how you're spending your time if you want more quality time. And so when it came to the number 17, I didn't like the one that was in the article that I was reading. It didn't really make sense. And I didn't feel like that was a benefit. And so I was like, I know what another benefit is that I think that is coming, that I got from it, is that it's making me clear about what I need to let go of. The things that were on my list that are friggin' not important, the things that were like maybe busy work or not taking me specifically or more directly or more quickly to the goals I have set. And so it helped eliminate things that would have created more stress by doing them. And that was such a gift. So it helps when you have the structure to go through the process, not only of prioritization and like, okay, you have 10 things. What's number one, 2, 3, 4, 5? What's number 10? What's the least important? But more importantly, let's make this list of 10, 5. What can we just completely let go and cut out? Because I think so many people go through life never, ever taking stock or evaluating the real long-term value of a task. How is that task that you're working on or going to work on, because now you're planning it, right? How is that task bettering? This is what you need to ask yourself. How is it bettering my days, my happiness, my energy, my health? How is it bettering my way of being? How is it helping me step into the identity that will have the goals and dreams that I want? How will it better my life going forward, essentially? So these benefits are all what is known to be true of what you will gain by adding a structured routine to your life. And I think, like I said, I felt like I had a structured routine, but no, I didn't. It wasn't structured enough. It wasn't structured enough. And when you feel like you're overwhelmed with so many things and you can't breathe because you have so much stuff on your list, there, that's a sign that you need to structure more. You need to do a better job of it. And I look back realizing I could have accelerated and made so much more progress on my goals if I had had more structure. So this is just making me more sure that what I teach my students about planning, it's just going to give me more value of like teaching them how important this is. And being so much more passionate about it than just being kind of passive about it and saying, oh my gosh. One of my students just recently told me like that planning piece of my program, which I think it's important, but it's not one of the, I think, biggest transformational parts of the program that I teach. She said that was the biggest lesson and transformation that she got, is like her ability to start like planning her life and being more cognizant about what she's spending her time on. And so that was like, and isn't it funny that seed was planted like right before I had this, like added this new job to my plate. And then I started to experience the benefits of being more structured. So it's funny how the universe is always sending me these signs. It's like, this is of value. So do it better and be the role model that other people need, and then share that and how valuable it has been for you. So I think it's worth a try.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at notyouraveragegrandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.